Okay, well, I'm glad to be here, and it's a privilege and an honor to be able to speak to you today. I'm thankful for the opportunity, and I think it's a blessing that we can come here to this nice church in the woods, and we can worship together. So we look forward to it. We're going to sing our first hymn. It's number 367, Church in the Wildwood. And you can stand if you want, or do whatever. Sit, whatever you're comfortable with. Okay, all right, let's go. There's a church in the valley by the wildwood. No warriors fought in the vale. No place is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No joy is so dear to our childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come to the church in the wildwood, to the trees where the wildflowers bloom, where the parting hymn will be chanted. We will weep by the side of the tomb. Oh, come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No thought is so dear to us childhood as the little brown church in the vale. How sweet on a clear Sunday morning to list to the clear ring bell. It's home so sweetly a calling. Oh, come to the church in the vale. Oh, come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. From the church in the valley by the wildwood, when day fades away into night, I would fain from the spot of my childhood wing my way to the mansions of light. Oh, come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
That was great. You may be seated. I'll start with a opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to meet here today. We're thankful that we could all gather here, and we look forward to worshiping and just sharing in your word, Lord. And we're thankful to have another year here, and just bless everybody that's been here, and we look forward to the day. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now we have some special music by Dory James.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to come and do what I love to do. There's nothing more that I love than to sing about my Lord and Savior. So thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. I think that song had a message in it itself. And I thank you for that. So, does anybody have a favorite hymn that they want us to sing here? Yes.
428.
In the garden. Oh. I'm going to let Jenny lead us so it doesn't scare you folks.
You want to start us off?
Sure.
I come to the garden alone. I will do. All right, 515.
First and last.
First and last. All right.
Jesus wants you for a sign.
That was appropriate on a rainy day. Anyone else have one? 278? 278. First and last. Oh, Battle Hymn of the Republic.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that treasures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free, while God is marching on.
Amen.
us by thy might, great God, our King.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. Come to the part of prayer requests. Bored right now.
Amen.
He is, yeah. Yes.
Yes, I'd like to ask the prayers for my older sister Gail. She and I, when we were singing one of those songs, the song of the music on the opposite page was Jesus Loves Me. She and I sang Jesus Loves Me when I was 3 and she was 5 years old, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's in the hospital. She was in the hospital last week. She is at Woodlands in Waterville now. She had some heart issues. And she has been a member of this church for her whole life, too. And thank you for the prayers.
Definitely. Yeah.
I want to thank God for this church still standing. And mm-hmm. we're able to worship mm-hmm. here today. I also like to thank him for sending Dory to us today and sharing that beautiful song with us. And just for everyone who's here, that you make this church what it is. So thank you all for coming.
Anybody else?
I had one more. I just want to say a thank you for our newest trustee, Sherry. She has volunteered. We welcome her. We're so glad that this church can continue. And Jimmy made me think of that. Oh, yes, I was going to say something about that.
Interesting.
And Naomi, can you introduce us to your friends?
Yes, I can. This is Sister Bowler and Sister Stratton. This is their first time to this church, and they were just thrilled to see how beautiful it was up here in the woods.
Bumpy road.
Yep. I'm so glad that they could come and share the service today.
Yeah, that's great. Hope you enjoy it. Anything else? Okay. We'll go to the Lord in prayer for all these requests and praises. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this church. And all the congregation, all the folks that are in it. And we praise you for this, Father. And we pray for the little girl that was mentioned that's coming up from Pennsylvania. We just pray for her to have safe travels and arrive here safely. We pray for Steve as he's trying to recover from his back. I know he'd want to be here, but, you know, God had a plan, and that wasn't it for him to come today, so here I am. And Father, we just thank you for Steve and all that he does for us, Father. And I hope he gets better real soon. We're going to pray for Gail. She's in the hospital. You're the great physician, Father. If you could help for her to heal and get well soon and come home and pray for the family. And we have praises for the church and another year. And just so thankful for this little church in the woods. And we're thankful for the new trustee, Lord. We're just so thankful for all the blessings that you do bestow upon us, Father. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Time for offering, and I'd like to say a quick prayer before we do it.
Yeah, oh. Can we do the Lord's prayer?
Oh, I'm sure. Want to do that? Okay, we'll do it. All right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, now we'll do the offering. So that could be our prayer for you. Father, we thank you for being here. And Lord, we just ask that you bless this church and the people in it. And we're so thankful for all that you do for us, Lord. And we just want to praise you and honor you, Father, and just thank you and do what we can with a tithe. So give what you can and be blessed when you do it. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So do we do the doxology now? Okay. All right. There you go. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, going to have a scripture reading. It's John 3:16.
I telling Vinny before the service, I was thinking about going and reading John 3:16, and for some reason this weekend I was just thinking of, for God so loved the world, which is it. Should have come up and opened it before.
Hello. Oh, whoops, we probably should have done that.
John 16. Where is it in here?
That's one.
John 3. John 3, 16.
That's 3.
There it is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. So, as you know, if you don't know, I'm a Gideon, and I'm from the Farmington camp. We're usually handing out Bibles about this size, and it's the Psalms and Proverbs in the New Testament, and they come in all different colors, and we have large print Bibles in the hospital, like in Farmington Hospital, in the sanctuary, and we've been providing Bibles there, and we also have motel Bibles there too if you want a whole Bible. And but we give these out. We go all over the place. We hand them out, quite a few out, like at the Farmington Fair. We hand them out there. We have a booth set up there, and we're handing them out the whole time the Farmington Fair's open. But we're also, we go to college campuses. We've been to UMF. And we go to Orono, and we help them out all through the state. Different camps go up there, and we pass out the Bibles. But our main goal is not just to pass out Bibles, but it is to help the lost get to know Jesus and let them know that they do matter. Everybody matters. Jesus loves us all. And our goal is to provide a Bible and a scripture, if they need it, a verse, and according to their situation. And now, like if we do the ones at the colleges, you know, there's a lot of pressure as a teenager or a young adult. And then if we also do them at like the Blueberry Festival, we've given them out at Phillips Old Home Days, and we give them out, when we go up to different areas, we travel up, and we have a large area that we have to do to pass out Bibles. Sometimes, like Steve and myself, and there's six of us in our camp. So we usually load up in Steve's van and head off someplace, and we can go to Jackman, and we can go up to Aquasic and Rangeley and down through there. But what we do is we go to different churches, and we meet with the pastors if we can and let them know who we are and that we're here to pray with them and pray for their church, and if we can provide any Bibles for them. And you know, sometimes, you know, churches have different functions, Sunday schools, vacation Bible schools, stuff like that. We do that. But we just also, we put Bibles in places like hotels and motels. And we do for cabins. People that are renting out cabins and stuff will go, and they'll let us place a Bible in there. It's getting harder to put a Bible in the motels, because now the motels don't want a Bible in there, which is kind of sad, because if, you know, you know, the younger folks probably can't relate to it, but most motels have always had a Bible. There's always been a Bible. You open that drawer and there's the Bible. And if that Bible's not there, you know, for all the people that go into the hotels and the motels all around this state and all over the country, you know, there might be somebody that is going into that room to, you know, they've thinking about, you know, not being faithful to their husband or wife, and but they suddenly they open the drawer and they see the Bible, and they decide to go home. Or it might be somebody who has had a hard time in life and they're thinking about giving up and, you know, committing suicide or something, but they open that drawer, there's that Bible. They might read something in there that makes them realize that Jesus loves you and you do matter. Could be a drug addict that's there and he rips off a piece of paper to, you know, just to roll a joint or something, or just, you know, go in there and he might look at that verse that's on that torn piece of paper, decide that maybe he needs to clean up his act or her act, and it might be. So, you know, the Bible is a powerful thing, as you know, the word that's in that Bible. And to not be able to have that is kind of sad, but we keep trying, and we just keep hoping that they'll let us put them back in there. But most of the big chains won't let us do the Bibles anymore. But it's kind of sad that way. But the Bible, too, this Bible, if we give it out at the fair, you don't know how far it's going to travel. You know, you can give it out to somebody, they might throw it in the trash. But somebody that's picking bottles might see that Bible, pull that out, put it in their pocket maybe, and then later on they get it out and they start looking at it, and all of a sudden they realize that Jesus does love them, and you know, maybe they've decided they might want to go to church. You know, you just don't know. The Bible could travel across the country. There's been Bibles that have gone from, like, say, the fair to, like I said, into the trash, and then somebody takes it out and gives it to somebody else. You know, and then that they could go across the country. There's been many stories of, like, a Bible that's been given out in the prisons. And then there's certain prisoners that are real faithful with it, and all of a sudden they become, like, speakers, and they lead many people to the Lord. And so this Bible can do many things. It's small, but it has a lot of power, and it can change people's lives. As far as, like, here, myself, I've been doing this now for, I think, 7 or 8 years, and Steve Mitchell was the one that asked me to come to a meeting, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. As far as, you know, going to church is great, you know, it's wonderful, but as a Guinean, we meet once a week, and we're now back at the hospital. For a long time, we weren't able to go back there. We were at Living Waters, but we just recently got to go back there. We're in the Fly Rod Crosby room out in the hospital, and it's a great place to meet and to discuss, you know, people in our area that we're praying for, churches in our area that we're praying for. We pray for everybody. You know, we pray for you. I mean, I've got some stuff here today. We're going to meet tomorrow, and we're gonna pray for you. We're going to pray for your family members. And, you know, that's what we do. Prayer is a powerful thing. And we can, we just enjoy being able to get out and, like I said, we plan our trips, we'll plan places we might go, and an opportunity to meet somebody and maybe present them with a Bible or just to talk to them, let them know that you do matter and that we have, we're thinking of you and we're praying for you. We also have done, we do those, have you seen those hutches that are around town and they have the books and stuff in them? Some of them have food and stuff. We put Bibles in there. We do that. George Weeks and his wife did a couple of years ago. They did where you come off the Appalachian Trail up there in Rangeley. They had a little area set up where they were feeding them beans and hot dogs, and they passed out these testaments to them. And they appreciated a hot meal and a chance to sit down for a second, and then you know, to talk about Jesus, and that's something we do too. But we also do trunk or treat. We've done that before many times, and that's worked out really well. We've given away like 250 Bibles at one setting to trunk or treat. But the most important thing for me has been as a Gideon is being able to go to a place like here to meet you folks and get to talk to you about what we do. And, you know, that we matter, and it's great to worship with you and to pray with you. And, you know, it's a great thing to come to when, you know, how living in the world, how the world can drag you down. But to be able to meet with my Gideon brothers every Monday night, we don't hardly ever miss a night, and we get to pray, and it's just uplifting. And it's a wonderful thing to have in this world where we can spread the word, and they've made me a better person because of it, and it's helped me as a person and what I do for a living and how I treat people. And so this, like I said, this Bible has a lot of uses, and it's something not to be taken lightly. And I think that people nowadays need this Bible. They need what's in it, and to know to be where everything is so, everybody is fighting all the time. Instead, we can show them the love of Jesus, and we can show them that just by reading the Bible, it can help you in your life, and it can also help you to come to the Lord if you're not saved. And so this Bible, the Gideons have helped me to do that, but they've also helped me to, like I said, meet people like you and get out there, and you know, they recognize us as a Gideon, and we have Bibles. If you need a Bible, just yourself personally, you can just let me know. I can give you a motel Bible, but that has everything in it. But the most important thing is to know that we're thankful for the Word, and we just want to pass out the Bibles. And we come and speak at these churches because this is how we raise money to, we send it into, it's like a faith fund, we send it into the main office, which is in Tennessee. And they use that to buy Bibles to go all through the world. And, you know, there's, let's see. The Gideon Bible is in 201 countries. And it's got a, right now it's got almost 200 languages. And there's 12,000 camps all throughout the world. And there's 180,000 Gideons all out throughout the world. There's 102,000 auxiliary, which is usually the Gideon's wives. And what we do is, you know, the auxiliary is like prayer warriors. They get together and pray like we do for camps and for churches and for anybody that's sick. Worldwide scriptures that have been distributed has been over 2 billion. Here in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, there's, right now, there's like 30 camps. They're kind of dying out, and there's like 200 Gideons, and there's like 120 auxiliary. So there's not a lot of us, but those of us that are around are active. But to give out 2 billion Bibles throughout the world, that's saying something. But that's pretty much what we do. And we have, like I said, our goal is to just meet with those that are lost. If you ever need a Bible or if there's anything we can do and pray for you, you can just let us know. So that's what a Gideon is. And that's my message. Any questions or? No? Okay. All right, we have our closing hymn.
Which is actually 487.
487.
Not 457.
Okay. Look at that, I opened right to it. stand if you want to, or... Okay.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious that grace appeared the hour I first believed. Through
benediction. Okay. Is that just a closing prayer? Yep. Okay. Father, I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak here tonight, this afternoon, I mean. And I'm just thankful for this church and these people in it. And just praise you, Father, for all the blessings you do bestow upon us. And give us safe travel mercies as we go home. And hope they have a wonderful season here. And we're hoping for a little sunshine. And but, Father, we do praise you for all that you do for us. And we think of those that are on our prayer list. And just watch over them, Father, and the families. And again, we just thank you for all you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to me.